Ray, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, this kid is pretty cool. Had a huge article in the San Antonio Express News. What was it, just a couple months ago?
That was right. Yeah, about 2 months ago.
They said this guy is like could be the next David Copperfield. You're right. So young. How old are you?
I'm 14.
And so how can you be the next David Copperfield? What have you done? Tell us what's going on that you even have reached this height of publicity in this city.
Well, I perform all over. I do a lot of shows, private parties, and shows at theme parks and Splash Town.
What made you get excited about magic in the first
place? When I was about 7, I saw David Copperfield live. And then after the show, I was really impressed, and I wanted to meet him. And that just inspired me to do magic, and I just kept going from there. I bought little tricks at a shop.
And then just practice.
Do you have a bunny?
No. I do have a dog.
We use
my dog in the show a lot.
He's cool.
He's a little weenie dog, Dotson. He's Watson.
I have one, too.
He's Watson the Magical Dotson.
Oh, I love it. If my dog could just not pee on the rug, I'd be so happy. Okay, I understand that you're going to be making some appearances at Splash Town.
Right.
Now, I heard something about you turning somebody into almost a fish. Is that true?
We're going to try something new this time. It's a new illusion where I'm going to take one of my stagehands from the stage crew, and he's going to be underwater for hopefully 10 minutes without breathing. He's not going to be holding his breath, but I'm going to hypnotize him into thinking that he can breathe underwater.
Oh, my gosh.
For 10 minutes.
Are you going to have EMS standing by?
Lifeguards.
Yeah, we are assured that no one will be injured during the viewing of this. Okay, so the next time you guys are going to try that is out at Splash Town, June 17th.
Right.
Yes. Going to be putting on a full 30-minute magic act out there.
I understand that I get to assist you on a couple of things.
Yes, I think so.
Now, I don't have to breathe underwater, do I?
No.
Can I just, like, put my hand like Vanna White toward you?
Are you going to wear one of those leotards that the assistants always...
Oh. I won't even wear a bathing suit, sorry.
Hey, one last thing. Maybe Amazing Ray can give me a little advice, because as you know, Karen, I'm an aspiring magician.
Really? I didn't know that.
I do this trick with my little 3-year-old daughter. Where she pulls my finger and something...
Wait, before he answers... Ray, can you make him disappear? Thank you.